I just interviewed Stan Johnson from Prophecy Club, and as you'll hear when I run that interview, he gathers prophecies from many well-known prophets, people who generally do not know each other, but the Lord speaks to them at different times in different ways. But if you start to put together this tapestry of those prophecies or the visions or the words or the spoken word that comes to these people, you begin to discover a pattern. And it is a very interesting pattern, and they align on certain topics that may be of interest to us. One of those is the people received a lot of prophecies claiming that the United States of America as we know it will end soon, and there will be a new nation that rises up. Some are calling it the Republic of America, not the United States of America, but the Republic of America, and that the criminals and the traitors who have been in charge this whole time, the people who rigged the elections, the neocons, the people who ran the wars and ran the CIA assassinations and all the censorship campaigns and all the COVID depopulation bioweapons, all that, that those people will be arrested, they will be prosecuted, imprisoned, and removed from power, and that a new nation will rise up out of the ashes. Now, hearing this, oh, and there will be a new financial system. Now, hearing this, you know, some of it immediately starts to sound like some of the claims of Q. And in my mind, I don't want to hear from Q. I don't want to give whatever Q is, I don't want to give it any credence. And I don't believe that Q, or sometimes it was called QAnon, but I don't even think that's the right name. I think it's just Q. It seems like a deep state psyop to me. But I do believe in the word of the Lord. And since I've had two instances in my life when angels have spoken to me, in one such instance, an angel's directions saved my life. And I talked about this in my sermons, by the way. So I know that God works through people. And sometimes God works through people who themselves are not even people of faith. People who don't go to church, people who are not Christians, people who don't read the Bible, whatever the case may be. Words of prophecy can come to, technically to anybody at any time, although they're very unlikely to come to those who are demonic. People who are evil, they're not going to hear the word of God. They might hear the word of Satanism or something, or, you know, demons speaking to them, but the word of God tends to avoid people who are evil. That's an important note in all of this. Now, another one of the key messages in all these prophecies is the coming famines, mass starvation. And there are many different renditions of this, people seeing empty shelves, people seeing food lines, people seeing others begging for food, people seeing very thin, bony people who are suffering from starvation. I believe absolutely that that's going to happen, and I don't need a prophecy to tell me that. Now, I believe that mass famine is coming, with or without any prophecies telling me that. I know that famine is coming because I'm in the food industry, and we've covered this editorially. We know what's happening with the deliberate destruction of the food supply chains. We know, for example, across Europe, they are deliberately shutting down farms in the name of their climate cult. And the climate cult is a satanic cult. It's an anti-life, anti-Christ cult of demons who hope to shut down human civilization and shut down energy production and energy consumption and food and farming and all the things that are necessary for the sustainable civilizations to continue to function. So there is no question that there is a strong anti-life, anti-human, satanic agenda underway to shut down food supplies. And I will mention as a plug, by the way, for our store, where we have a really great selection right now, which is kind of rare, of storable foods, certified organic, many of them freeze-dried, all kinds of food supplies, go to healthrangerstore.com/get ready, and you'll see the full list right there. We've gathered it together in one place for you. healthrangerstore.com/get ready, all one word. And you'll see what we have available there. But I have no doubt that famine is coming, because I see famine being engineered. See, food inflation was only just part of it. Yes, that was designed to make food unaffordable for many Americans. But beyond that, there has been an effort to sabotage food facilities, to burn down meat processing plants, to burn down food distribution hubs, to poison the food supply. And we've even learned recently that the FDA is on some kind of a new war to try to shut down small businesses that provide nutritious food items such as superfoods or supplements. They're all being targeted by the FDA because the order went out to the FDA to shut down any small business that provides nutritious food or superfoods. So that's happening at the same time. And the agenda behind this is to get everybody dependent on centralized corporate-controlled toxic food sources that can easily be shut down in the next pandemic. They don't want you to have choices. They don't want you to have farmers markets. Oh, and also, did you hear what they're doing in California to the farmers markets? Well, apparently, you have to pay some kind of licensing fees based on what you're growing and what you're selling. And they'll go to the people at the farmers markets that are selling things, and the government thugs will make a list of everything they're selling, you know, like beets or whatever. And then they'll get that person's name, they'll look up their home address, they'll go to their home and then surveil their farm to see whether or not they're actually growing those beets. And if they're not growing those beets, if they got them from another farmer, for example, then they will fine them, saying that, you know, you don't have the proper authorization to be a food reseller. It's like, what? Maybe this person swapped, you know, carrots for beets with another farmer. But the government is criminalizing the home farmers, the food market people, in order to try to shut them down. And of course, you've got, you know, states like Pennsylvania and others. I think it's Pennsylvania, with the war on Amos Miller and the raw milk. You've got the health departments of Oregon and Washington State, and of course California, at war with raw milk and cow shares and any other form of food that they can't control. They are trying to shut down the food supply. This is all a ramp up into mass famine that is being engineered and will be unleashed in the months and years ahead. They're going to try to starve millions of Americans to death. And that's when we're going to see people, some people, turning to cannibalism, by the way. And I interviewed Michael Yan about that subject. That's covered in great detail, horrifying detail, in that interview. And you can check that out if you want to learn more about the cannibals and what they do. I'll just give you one hint. What the cannibals say is they prefer to eat children because the flesh is more tender and juicy compared to eating older people. So yeah, of course they would say that, because, you know, it's like Silence of the Lambs, a food buffet. It's crazy. But folks, it's not just cats and dogs and geese that are going to be disappearing across America. As this famine gets unleashed, it's going to be children disappearing, okay? And they're not being trafficked, they're being eaten. That's coming. Unless we stop this, of course. If we stop the Satanists, and we stop the destruction of the food supply, we stop the climate cultists, and we take our country back. And this could happen at the ballot box. If enough people vote for Trump, we can have a shot at taking our country back. We can restore energy production domestically. We can restore farming freedom. And then with people like Thomas Massie and RFK Jr., and Trump himself and a bunch of other people, Rand Paul, the senator, maybe we can have like farm freedom bills passed or homegrown gardening laws, you know, to protect home gardening, to protect food freedom. And then we could have more people actually growing food all across America, which is something that I strongly advocate. Of course, I'm an advocate of food freedom and of healthy organic food. Now, along those lines, something I want to share with you is, you may be aware, I've launched a new church, and the website for the church so far, with what we have posted at the moment, is abundance.church, and it stands for the Church of Natural Abundance. And what I've done is I've taken my background in food science, and I'm now teaching Bible scripture with an overlay of foods, nutrition, superfoods, God's miracles, of the molecules that are in the natural herbs and products that have medicinal properties, and how you can actually grow your own miraculous divine medicine by producing herbs and foods and superfoods yourself, or you could acquire them from others if you can't produce them yourself. But I'm teaching 100 Bible sermons, and so far I've published 47 of them. I've got 53 more to go. All 100, my goal is to have them all posted before the election. I hope I'll make it. It's going to be close. But you can enjoy all those sermons for free. Just go to abundance.church and you can watch those sermons. And they're really educational. They're non-commercial. And they teach you about scripture and about food and about the relationship between pure blood and purity of spirit. So if you want to be closer to God, you need to have cleaner food. And you need to have more high vibration food or more nutritious food. And that's what I teach, and that's what I advocate. And that's exactly what the satanic FDA and the satanic government, that's what they're trying to shut down. The satanic California government thugs, they want to shut down real food. And instead, they want to force you to eat their shadow food, as I call it. I have a whole sermon on shadow food and shadow medicine versus God's food and God's medicine. So be sure to check that out. Abundance.church is the website for that. And join the email list there so we can alert you when we have new reference charts or new music videos or all the things that we're doing with the Church of Natural Abundance. And by the way, when you go there, the symbol of the golden Christian cross with the red circles in it, the red dots, those are pomegranates. I specifically requested my design team to come up with that symbol because it encompasses Christianity plus superfoods together. So those are pomegranates in the tree that is the cross. That's what that stands for. And then finally, if you want to support us commercially, healthrangerstore.com/get ready is the place to go. And we've got a really good assortment of Ranger buckets, mega buckets, all kinds of storable foods, certified organic, nitrogen-packed, vacuum-packed, long-term storable number 10 cans. These are the steel cans with freeze-dried fruits or vegetables. We've got miso soup. We've got microalgae like chlorella and spirulina in the number 10 cans. We've got freeze-dried organic fair trade instant coffee that's going to be very valuable in the collapse, by the way. Talk about a barter item. Wow. And we've got so much more. A blueberry vanilla pancake mix, all organic, ready to make your most delicious pancakes with, of course, real freeze-dried blueberries in them. Nothing fake or artificial. We don't believe in any of that stuff. We believe in real nutritious food, God's food. So check us out, healthrangerstore.com/get ready. And on the church side of things, visit abundance.church and enjoy those sermons. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams of Brightown.com, naturalnews.com. Health Ranger Store, and now abundance.church. God bless you all. Take care. Here at healthrangerstore.com, we've got all kinds of solutions to help you get ready for the chaos, the craziness that is coming. Let me just show you what I've put on my desk here. We've got number 10 cans galore, all kinds of foods, also the Iosat potassium iodide there in front. But we've got all these foods, certified organic, laboratory tested fruits and vegetables. You can see even heavy cream there, goji berries. We've got powdered milk. We've got blueberry vanilla pancake mix. We've got iodine vials and so much more, all available right now. You can find it at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. So just enter that in your browser, healthrangerstore.com/get ready, all together, all one word. And you'll see what we have available and the prices that we have now. Some of them are the best prices you're ever going to see because food inflation is getting worse. The supply chain is getting worse. You know the situation. But I want to bring your attention to two dates that are coming up. First, we have October 7th coming up. That's of course, the 1 year anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel, which then led to this escalating conflict between Israel and Hamas involving Gaza, the whole deal. Everybody's unhappy. Everybody's wanting to kill everybody else, it seems. And some of those people from the Middle East have come into the United States. And because the U.S. provided weapons to Israel and continues to do so, there are some people that are determined to carry out acts of terrorism in the United States. And they intend to attack and sabotage key infrastructure. We may see power outages. We may see bombs. I hope not. I pray we don't. I pray for peace. But there are people that want to destroy America, and some of them are already here. And they're going to target bridges. They're going to target maybe, you know, grocery stores or whatever, or sporting events. I don't know. But they want to cause chaos in America. So be very cautious on October 7th, folks. Be very cautious. That's a day to be on the lookout. And then also have backup plans. Make sure you can cover yourself if the power grid doesn't work for a while, for a few days, or if the water supply doesn't work, or if the grocery stores are shut down, or if there's some other kind of critical security emergency in your area. Maybe transportation is shut down. Maybe you can't get gasoline. Maybe you don't have electricity in your home. Maybe all the food spoils in your refrigerator. Just have backup supplies ready. This is part of what we provide for you. HealthRangerStore.com/get ready is where you can find all of these items. And we've got hundreds of items, heavily scrutinized, laboratory tested, almost everything certified organic, available right now, shipping out of our warehouse in Central Texas. Now, October 7th is just one of the days. Then we've got the election day. So November 5th and 6th and 7th, so, you know, just a month later, we've got another wide open potential for chaos scenario. I don't know how that election is going to go. I don't know who's going to win or who's going to cheat. Well, we know the Democrats are going to cheat. We do know that. But we don't know if they're going to cheat enough to pull out a win or if that's going to be contested. What we do know for sure is that if Trump's team wins, the radical left-wing Marxists, they're going to erupt in mass violence and protests and start burning down buildings and attacking who knows what. And we also know that if the radical left wins, there are also going to be a lot of unhappy people about that. And you know what? The left-wing lunatics, they may set off their own violence against America anyway, thinking now no one can stop them. So they might say that that's the right time for them to activate all their invaders and all the illegal migrants and the violent people who have come into this country with the intent to carry out acts of terrorism domestically. And it's not just me saying this. You know, even the U.S. military is warning about this, and National Guard organizations, even the FBI, has similar warnings right now. Everybody knows that this is a season of high risk for terrorism attacks domestically, for sabotage against America internally by different groups who have different motivations. You know, some of them might be from the Middle East and they hate America for America's support of Israel. Others, they might be Antifa or radical left-wing groups and they hate America because, well, they're Marxists and they're communists. Or some people hate Trump. Some groups just hate the American flag. They hate freedom. I don't know. There are all kinds of psychos and mentally ill individuals out there and violent terrorists. And we need to be prepared with some just basic common sense readiness items. That's food. You know, be prepared for a nuclear event. You know, Iosat right here. This is potassium iodide. This is FDA approved for emergency use in a radiation fallout event. We've got that. And we've also got other forms of iodine available at the store right now. We've got the things that can help you get through what's coming. That's all. Help you get through what's coming. The whole world's not going to come to an end, folks. We can get through this together. We just have to be ready, have some common sense, be wise, you know, keep a level head. Whatever happens, it's good to know, you know, hey, we can handle that. Grocery stores are shut down, no problem. We've got our own backup food. Oh, electricity is down for a few days or a few weeks. Guess what? We've got backup water supplies. We've got water filters, or we have a way to survive. That's all. That's what I'm saying, is just be ready with all kinds of different strategies for survival. Right, Rhody? Yeah, come on up.
What do you have to say about survival? Yeah, come on up. Yeah, you're a good boy. We got Rhodey here. He's also all in for survival. As long as it involves lots of ring toys, then he's going to be okay. You good? Yeah? Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. He's all into survival, especially self-survival. But folks, be ready for disruptions. This is also the season of false flag operations. So we're facing many threats from many different parties, most of whom really want to destroy America. And we have to make sure that we don't let them do that. We need to stand strong and defend this country, defend our communities, defend our rule of law. And we can't do that if we're, you know, in line at a food bank or starving to death or suffering an infection. We don't have medicine or natural medicine. You know, we need to be able to defend ourselves. And from that place of strength, then we can help defend our communities and defend our constitutional republic at the same time. So food, healthy supplements, superfoods, natural medicine, natural remedies, all of these have a very important role to play in making sure that you are strong and healthy and capable of helping to defend your nation against whatever threats come, whatever happens. We're going to be tested. This is an existential threat time for our constitutional republic. And we're going to be very fortunate to get through this unscathed. So plan on crazy things happening and also help support us because we're putting out a message of truth. We're doing amazing interviews. We're publishing stories on naturalnews.com. Brighteon.com is interviewing industry leaders in health freedom, personal liberty, and so much more. We're putting out docuseries events at brightu.com. We're putting out a free AI language model that's focused on nutrition and herbs. That's at brighteon.ai. And so on and so forth. You know, we have brighteon.io, a decentralized social media platform that cannot be censored. And we have brighteon.social also, which has been up for a few years and is a really great place for breaking news. It's kind of like Twitter, but without the censorship. Yes, Twitter or X still censors. But all of these projects, of course, cost money. We reinvest that money into those projects thanks to your support. So to the extent that you want to help yourself get prepared, and also help support us, that helps us build and fund these projects that bring you these free speech platforms, these technology tools that work offline, like our AI models, they will work offline and empower you with all of this knowledge and technology to help you stay free or to defend your freedom. So we thank you for your support. You can support us right now. Shop at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. And get ready for October 7th, get ready for Election Day and whatever happens after Election Day. Get ready because some very difficult times are coming for all of us and across our nation. But God bless you all. I pray for your safety. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying for us. And again, shop at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Thank you for watching today. Take care.